ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा दिग्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। जय देवी शारदे। विद्याविशारदे जय देवी शारदे। विद्याविशारदे विद्याबुद्धिप्रदे विद्याबुद्धिप्रदे। वरदे शुभदे जय देवी शारदे। श्रृंगार रूपिणी श्रृंगेरी वासिनी श्रृंगारूपिणी श्रृंगेरी वासिनी प्रशांतवदने प्रशांतवदने तमो हरि वरदे। जय देवी शारदे। ब्रह्महृदयेश्वरी देवी वागीश्वरी पाहि परमेश्वरी तुषार शिखरेश्वरी ब्रह्महृदयेश्वरि देवी वागीश्वरी पाहि परमेश्वरी तुषारशिखरेश्वरी भावरागलयताड ॐ यं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुवन्ति देवेस्तवै वेदे साङ्गपदब्रह्मोपनिषदे गायन्ति मनसा पश्यन्ति योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरजनाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। Today, we will discuss some of the laws of this universe. The laws which decide everything about us. As far as the laws of this nature is concerned, we cannot change the laws. We have only two options. Either obey the laws or disobey the laws. When we obey the laws bless us. We are in peace and harmony with nature, with creation. There is happiness, joy, prosperity, evolution. And when we disobey the laws, because we are not aware of the laws, or we ignore the laws, then we create disturbance for ourselves, suffering for ourselves, and for all people around us. So therefore, we must study the laws and make use of these laws to our advantage, to our benefit. In fact, this is what the scientists also do. They study the laws of this universe. They don't try to change. Nobody can change. They study the laws and then make devices which work based on these laws and blesses. Study the laws of electricity and we have all these electrical equipment. Study the law of mechanics and then we have mechanical equipment. Study the laws of electronics, we have electronic equipment. Study the laws of gravity and then use this gravitational force to our advantage. In the same way, there are certain laws regarding the mind. So we are going to discuss these laws. Law number one, as your thoughts, so will be the state of your mind. As your thoughts, so will be the state of your mind. Whether the mind is in a peaceful state or a disturbed state, the thoughts will decide. If the thoughts are good, noble, divine, then we have a peaceful mind. If the thoughts are negative, impure, vulgar, then we have a disturbed mind. There's a law. There is a cause-effect relationship. What thoughts to entertain, you decide. After that, what state the mind will be, the laws will decide. Now, do we want a peaceful mind or a disturbed mind? Do we have a, what do you call? Every one of us. We want a peaceful mind. So therefore, what should we do? Entertain good thoughts. Noble thoughts. Your mind will always be peaceful. This is the way. Train to think right. Make it a habit to think right. Then what will happen? Mind is ever at peace. Applying this law to your advantage. I'm told that in America they have this medication. You know, it has become very natural. So you take a pill, antidepressant pill, and the depression is gone. Is it the right way? It may be legal, but it need not be right. Anything legal need not be right. You see, it has its own side effects. You see, our culture, Hindu culture, we never depended on pills. Our culture was designed on laws. If you want peace of mind, no doubt these pills can give you peace. We are not denying the fact. Alcohol can give you peace. That's why people are getting addicted to drinks. What does the alcohol do? Forcefully, it will make the mind quiet. Like a forcing. Forcefully, it will subside the thoughts. And when the thoughts subside, you experience peace. And therefore, a wrong equation is made, alcohol equal to peace. Such a person will get addicted to alcohol, not because he wants alcohol, but because he wants peace. You will get temporary peace, but permanent addiction. So this is not a solution given by scriptures. When scriptures give a solution, it is a permanent solution. It is a defect-free solution. So therefore, we have no choice but to train right thinking. Now, there is a difference between right thinking and positive thinking. There is a difference. People think that both are same. They are not same. Right thinking is always positive, but positive thinking need not be always right. So these management gurus, they train us in positive thinking. What is positive thinking? You can. You must. You can do it. That is called as positive thinking. Many, many times this positive thinking doesn't have any logic in it. They're just inspirational words without any foundation. These words can inspire, and yes, it helps. You don't see it doesn't help. But all positive thinkings need not be right thinking. Whereas scriptures, they talk of right thinking. And right thinking is always positive. So here is spirituality. In our study of the scriptures, what are we training ourselves to? We are training ourselves to right thinking. Na anusochanti pandita. This is the way Bhagavad Gita starts. Arjuna, you are becoming weak now. You are crying and weeping. You have become powerless because right knowledge is not there. Asochanam vasochastvam prajnavadascha bhashase. You speak the words of wisdom. But asochya, you are drowning in sorrow. सोच रहे तो आप सोच रहे, हाउ कैन सोरो एंड विजडम गो टुगेदर? दिस इज हाउ भगवद गीता स्टार्ट्स, गदासुन भगदासुनश्च न अनुशोचन्ति पंडिताः, पंडिताः वाइज पीपल न अनुशोचन्ति। ग्रीफ एंड विजडम कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर, विजडम ऑलवेज गोज टुगेदर विथ पीस, हैप्पीनेस, चीयरफुलनेस, स्ट्रेंथ, क्लैरिटी। सो द वेरी फैक्ट दैट यू आर ग्रीविंग शोज दैट योर वर्ड्स आर नॉट द वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम, इट इज नथिंग बट वर्ड्स ऑफ डिल्यूशन। सी दिस इज हाउ अ टीचर हैज टू करेक्ट द स्टूडेंट, फर्स्ट पॉइंट आउट वेयर द स्टूडेंट इज रॉन्ग, देन गिव द करेक्ट। A doctor has to first tell what the disease is, first diagnosis, then medicine, isn't it? So as your thoughts, so will be the state of your mind. If the thoughts are good and noble, mind is peaceful. If the mind is disturbed, it is an effect. There has to be a cause. And what is the cause? Wrong thinking is the cause. So if wrong thinking is the cause of my disturbance, what should I do? Correct it. Correct the cause. Effect is correct. But generally what do we do? When we are disturbed, let me chill out. Let me go out. Watch some movie. Yes, that is called a technique of distraction. Distract the mind from the main problem, you will find some peace. But that is not a real peace, because someday or the other, sometime or the other, you have to come back to the real world and the problem is waiting there. You know, there seems to be a bird in the desert. The moment it finds that some animal is going to attack, this bird buries its head in the sand. No, I am not seeing the problem, so therefore the problem is not there. Have you solved the problem by turning your attention away from the problem? This is what we find in the world. There is loneliness, there is tension, there is stress. Okay, let me go out. And they spend a lot of money. The solution is right here. It's such a simple solution. The problem is negative, wrong thinking. Solution is right thinking. Just imagine how much of time you save, how much of money you save, energy you save, if you just walk the path of scriptures. And moreover, this solution is a permanent solution. Effective solution. You see, how much we are blessed when we are walking the path of scriptures. We ourselves don't know. Just like a person traveling in a ship doesn't know how many problems he is escaping by traveling in the ship. There are so many aquatic, monstrous creatures. The person who is traveling in the ship doesn't know. In the same way, the one who is living his life, following the path of the scriptures, he is saved from umpteen number of problems. Cause effect relationship is there. So whenever the mind is disturbed, what do you have to do? No, don't go out. Problem has started here. So therefore, let me set it right here. Wrong thinking is the cause. Right thinking is the solution. So this becomes the foundation for meditation. The topic we will discuss tomorrow evening. So what is the way of meditation? What do we do? So 5-point technique. Observe, detect, eliminate, substitute, strengthen. This is what we do. Observe what? Observe the mind, because thoughts are happening in the mind. Detect, whom should we detect? Detect the negative thoughts, because they are the problem creating thoughts. Good thoughts don't create any problem. So detect them. Then what you have to do? Eliminate. Eliminate the negative thoughts. But how to eliminate? Only by substitution. Wrong thinking has to be substituted by right thinking. Substitute. And now strengthen these positive right thinking. How do you strengthen? By a repeated entertainment of these thoughts. Anything in you is strengthened by repetition. Right thinking should become a habit. And any habit is created by repetition. Again and again. Train the mind. This is the way you should think. This is the way to handle the situation. There is no other way. But then a time comes when mind effortlessly thinks, right? And then there is effortless peace. Initially, there is a struggle. But in the end, there is no struggle. There is effortlessness. As for thoughts, so will be the state of your mind. We should protect our mind from all unhealthy influences of the world. In the world, everything is there. Mind has to be protected. So there was this psychologist. Psychologist. Elderly person. So then he takes his apprentice also, younger psychologist. And this younger psychologist is found. You know, the psychologist's job is to listen. Main job is listening. He found that within 1 or 2 hours, he gets totally exhausted. Because people come and pour out all trash. So he won't get totally exhausted. But he found that his boss, he was hearing 8 hours, 10 hours. He was amazed. I am so young. In spite of that, in 2 hours, I get exhausted. And here is this man, old man, listening. So then he asked, sir, 8 hours, 10 hours, how do you listen? The psychologist said, who listens? Point is, noise is outside, but not allowing the noise, the disturbance to get affected. That is our responsibility. My thoughts, I determine. But then a question may come. Swamiji, if my peace of mind is determined by my thoughts, how is it that when somebody shouts at me, I am disturbed? See, he is disturbed, I accept him. Why should he disturb me? Somebody abuses me, criticizes me, shouts at me, and I am disturbed. So what is the answer? You are disturbed not because of him. You are disturbed because of your reaction towards that negative comment. So your own negative thoughts are disturbing. Unless we observe our life, we will never know all this. What will say? Because of him, I got this. He spoiled my day. Nobody can spoil your day unless you allow it. So there was this sales person. So after 2-3 months, he came back to his boss and said, "Sir, enough, I'm quitting. I can't take it. Everywhere I get only insult." His boss said, "What? Insult? In my 20 years, I was never insulted. Yes, people have shouted at me. People have banged the door on my face. They have thrown away my suitcase, kicked me out. But insult, never." Right? No, did I insult? Not the things that happened, but insult has never happened. The point is this: whether I should be insulted or not, who has to decide? I should decide. You see, as your thoughts, so is the state of your mind. So whenever the mind is disturbed, apply this law. Don't say, "Who disturbed me?" Say, "Why am I disturbed? What is the thought which is creating disturbance?" Detect that thought and then eliminate it. Say the right thing. Where do you get right thinking from? The scriptures. And that is why study classes are important. Study of the scriptures are important. Otherwise, I don't know what is right thinking. Then what will I think? When I don't know what is right thinking, I will be continuing in my wrong thinking. So, law number one is over. Law number two. Purer the thoughts, greater the control over the mind. Purer the thoughts, greater the control. All of us want control of the mind. It is a must. To achieve success in any field, control over the mind is a must. But there is a law. Generally, we ask this question: what decides success? Concentration. Positive attitude. Yeah, they are all right answers. Motivation. Hard work. What else? Perseverance. Never say die attitude. This is the typical, you know, management classes that the management guru writes one by one. Yes, class is over. This is how you have to succeed. Now the most important going to how to develop them. Our scripture, they go to the very root. All these aspects which you see, positive attitude, hard work, inspiration, concentration, who has to do? Mind has to do. So if the mind is in my control, I can do all this. I don't have to train. There are seminars and seminars on time management. But I tell you, if you can't manage your mind, you can't manage your time. Focus is somewhere else. Problem is somewhere else. You are of the thoughts, greater the control of the mind. In short, if the mind is sattvic, the mind will be under your control. If the mind is rajasic or tamasic, you can't. Make the mind sattvic and then apply it. It is something like dealing with the iron. If you want to bend the iron, what do you do? Don't directly go and bend it. You heat the iron, make it red hot, and then effortlessly. So do with the mind. Youngsters, they don't have any idea about arts. They study. What do they do? Directly enter into studies. That is not the way. Pray for some time. Quiet in the mind. Make the mind stop it. Then you study. Then the mind is efficient. Train the mind to be sattvic, and this technique is not there in any of the educational institutions. They teach you how to apply the mind, they don't teach you how to quieten the mind. These two techniques are totally different. Quietening the mind is preparing the mind. No such things are there. So therefore, what happens? Children become mad. On using the equipment without servicing it. What will happen? When you have to cut a tree, there is a process of sharpening, there is a process of cutting. Cutting is not sharpening. There are two different processes. Sharpen the axe, cut the tree. Prepare the axe, apply the axe. So do with the mind. And that's why every class of us starts with a prayer. What is a prayer? What is the need? Quieten the mind. Prepare the mind. Tune the mind to the divine. Then that mind becomes fit instrument. Gather the thoughts. Wait on the control of the mind. Law number 3. As your thoughts, so will be your personality. As your thoughts, so will be your personality. If your thoughts are divine, good, noble, your personality will be attractive, dynamic, cheerful. People love to be with you. They enjoy the company of yours. To meet great saints of our people, travel thousands of miles to be in the presence of saints, isn't it? We see why in their presence they are recharged and enriched. But if the thoughts are negative, just the opposite will happen. What is the opposite? People who are already there, they will be there and that. Pooja Gurudev used to say, cultured give happiness wherever they go, uncultured whenever they go. Famous quote of Pooja Gurudev. So we are waiting for this uncultured to, when is this fellow going to go? So we have to find out in which category do we belong. Are the people enjoying our company or? Some people, just 5-10 minutes they are in your company, your mind is disturbed. See, the law is, whatever I have, only I can give others. If I am completely disturbed, what will I give others? Disturbance. If I have money, I can give money to others. If I have power, I can give power to others. If I have peace, I can give peace. But if I have only disturbance, and that's the reason. When that person comes next, people make excuses and run away. Sir, I'm busy. I'm really sorry. I'm busy. Bhagavans. You see, Some people you love to be in the presence of. Some people you escape from them. Who is the villain? Our own thoughts. An egoistic person, you see. Any discussion you start, the discussion will be centered around him. You'll say, I. Any discussion. He will not allow you to discuss anything about it. Like a whirlpool, anything you want, it has to come out. Why am I discussing all this? Not to point out at somebody else. This person is like this, that. No. What kind of discussion? How am I talking? Am I talking sense? Am I talking something beneficial or am I unknowingly gravitating towards myself? I told you spirituality is alert living. Alert. How is the discussion going on? What are the topics discussed? Am I unknowingly coloring the discussion with my likes and dislikes? Ego and egocentric discussions. Unknowingly it happens. As your thoughts, so will your personality. This is law number 3. Law number 4. As your thoughts, so is the world perceived by you. We are all living in this world, but we see which world depends on this. A money-minded person. Money-minded person is what? Everywhere he is seeing only money. How to make money? If he goes to a temple, what will he see there? Bhagavan is standing, he will not see Bhagavan. This murti, what is it made of? Oh, it is made of some metal, gold. How much it must be weighing? Oh. Must be really mean, so that means these people are really rich. His direction is somewhere else. Looking at God, he is thinking of the world. A saintly person, he is seeing the world, but his mind is going to God. He sees the sun, he remembers the creator of the sun. He sees the ocean, the sky, the birds. Swami Tapunji Maharaj used to go to Samadhi just by seeing the birds. Anything is enough to take it to Samadhi. Everywhere he was seeing God. As you are known, so is the world perceived by him. See? If our thoughts are negative, we will see only negativity happening everywhere. The world, horrible. I don't know what is happening. The world is perfect. You take care of your thoughts. See? But that should be our strength. Whatever we see in the world, mind should be undisturbed because the fact of life, what is the right thinking? There is a Lord taking care of this world. So everything is perfect in this world. I need not create perfection in this world. Everything is perfect. There is somebody who is in charge. Bhaya rasyagnistapati. Bhaya tapati surya. Bhaya indrasya vayusya. Mrityur tamavati pancha. Tomorrow it will come. Out of his fear, the sun shines, the moon shines, the air is able to be heat. The water blows, the wind blows. as you are born, so is the world of the single. So there was this village, and he was shifting his village, transfer to another village. So he came to the new village. So there was one person sitting under the tree. He asked, "Sir, I've come from the other village. What kind of people they stay here?" So this person said, "You are coming from the other village, no? What kind of people stay there?" "Oh, they are crooked, wicked, selfish, narrow-minded." "Ah, same people you can find here also." "Same people you can find here." "We are changing the village, but the mind is the same, isn't it?" These are all very powerful laws. On the entire superstition, I tell you, it is very strong. Swami, 13, number 13 is very inauspicious. Same thing will happen in your life. It will happen. There is this superstition of black cat crossing. If you strongly believe that if black cat cross my path, something bad is going to happen, it will happen. You know why? Because after that black cat crossing, the mind is constantly tuned to everything negative that is good. You see, the antenna is tuned. So many positive things are happening, but I will not register it. Black cat has crossed, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. Something is coming. So now you are tuned to negativity, and any little negative thing, it will immediately exist. And say, "See, I told you now that happened, and now see, I told you this verse. Yo yo yanya tanum dutta shraddhaya chudchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tami bhagitaram." Whatever is your faith, you will see that. But here you see, it's not that other things are not happening. You are seeing because you are tuned to that. And whatever you are tuned to, you will see it. Duryodhana went around the city. He saw only bad people living. He should not have been wrong. So only good people have been. This is law number 4. Law number 5. As your thoughts, so will be the world formed around you. As your thoughts, so will be the world formed around you. Yes. If you have the good thoughts, a beautiful world is formed around you. If you entertain negative thoughts, a negative world will be formed around you. Then don't blame, "Oh God, why me? Why not you?" Why not you? You know, many times movies are against. There's a person. Paristhiti made him a criminal. You know, such movies. It is not the environment which makes a person criminal, no. There are so many great people who have come out of the most unconducive environment and they have reached the top. Abraham Lincoln, poverty was born. Went wrong to become the president. So many people. The whole philosophy of such movies is baseless. The law is, as your thoughts, so will be the world on that day. If your thoughts are noble and divine, you will create a divine environment. Only such people will be attracted towards who are noble and divine. My divinity within me attracts divine people down. my own criminal thoughts in me attracts criminal thoughts. So when I'm entertaining a thought of anger or revenge, hatred, what am I doing? I am telling the cosmos, oh cosmos, this is the kind of world which I want. So my own thoughts of revenge creates a world around me, and such people are attracted towards me. I take revenge, and that person in turn. You see? So many wars are happening now in today's world. What kind of people are born there? Don't think that accidentally some good people are. No, no, no. A fellow is dying, and while dying, what is his thought? I must teach him a lesson. Next birth, he is born to teach him a lesson. Next birth, that one is born to teach him a lesson. This goes on. It's a law, it's called as karma here. Everything is perfect. My job is only one. You see how teachings help us. My job is only one, to take care of my thoughts. Yes. To take care of the world, I'm incapable. I can't take care of the world. I can't change the world, transform the world. No, that is not needed. You just change your thoughts. You don't understand. Hear what is happening, you take care of that. That's it. The rest of the cosmos will plan accordingly. And this is something which I can do. My thoughts I can change. I can transform. I can correct. That's all what is needed. And the cosmic laws will ensure that you are always exposed to a conducive environment. As you can just observe in your own life, how have you landed in this particular world which is around you? If you are an engineer or a doctor, how did you land there? You will always find that somewhere you are interested in that subject, say engineering subject, say physics, maths, etc. You liked it. You desired it. Then you studied hard, cracked the entrance exam. Studying hard means what? Entertaining a particular thought. That is called studying. You are choosing one particular thought, eliminating all other thoughts. That is called a single pointedly studying. So when you study, that thought is on you. And that thought take you to that world, say engineering world. And what is an engineering world? Engineering books, engineering campus, engineering professors, engineering instruments. And what problems? Engineering problems. Isn't it? See how it is connected, your outer world and your inner world, how they are connected. Another person chooses medicine, a medical world is good. Another person chooses politics, political world is great. Another person chooses crime, a criminal world is great. Underworld is great. Every one of us, we are gravitating towards the world of our choice. We choose. That's why we say, our destiny is in our own hands. Can't blame anybody here. The moment you come to know this reality, you have nobody to blame. The mind becomes silent. Whatever is happening to me, I alone am responsible. As your thoughts, so is the world formed around you. Law number six. As you sow, so shall you reap. Very simple. I don't have to explain much. Action and reactions are equal and opposite. Do good things will happen to you. Do bad, you will not escape from bad things. There is a verse in, I think, Mahabharata. People want happiness, but they do everything which will create only sorrow. They desire happiness, but what are they doing? Everything which will create sorrow. The wonder. So, this is number six. Law number seven. Identify with the thoughts, and the thoughts multiply. Witness the thoughts, and the thoughts die. This is ultimate. Okay. Witness the thoughts and the thoughts die. But if you show interest in the thoughts, then the thoughts will continue. So this is wrong person. But now the question. Why do good people suffer? What is the answer? Good people never suffer. This question itself is wrong. This question is asked by a wrong person who thinks I am good but I am suffering. Why am I suffering? And others also say, yes, what you are saying is right. Everybody thinks I am good, but I am suffering. Self-certificate. I am a good person. Who will decide who is good and who is bad? God will decide. Remaining in the heart, you know everything. You can't escape from it. The one who is wide awake amidst the sleeping ones. That is God. Who can achieve? The answer is good people never suffer. Good people means what? People who entertain good thoughts. Bad people means people who entertain bad thoughts. So we are all a mix of good and bad. There is nobody 100% good or 100% bad. No. This world is perfect. Just take care of my thoughts. And thus, we enter into the next topic, meditation. That we will see tomorrow. Shankar Guru Jay Shankar Guru Shankar Guru Shankar Bhagavat Pad Shankar Guru Shankar Guru Jay Shankar Guru Shankar Bhagavat Pad Shankar Guru Shankar Guru Shankar Guru शंकर भगवत पाद शंकर गुरु अपार महिमा गुरु नाथ कृपा सागरा गुरु नाथ अपार महिमा गुरु नाथ कृपा सागरा गुरु नाथ गुरु नाथ जय गुरु नाथ सद्गुरु नाथ गुरु नाथ गुरु नाथ सद्गुरु नाथ दीन दयालु गुरु नाथ परिपूर्ण कृपालु गुरु नाथ परिपूर्ण दीन दयालु गुरु नाथ परिपूर्ण कृपालु गुरु परिपूर्ण गुरु नाथ जय गुरु नाथ सद्गुरु नाथ गुरु नाथ गुरु नाथ जय शंकर गुरु शंकर भगवत पाद शंकर गुरु शंकर भगवत पाद शंकर गुरु ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मां कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् असतो मा सर्गमय तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मा अमृतंगमय ॐ शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।